て、ஜெய கணேஷ ஜெய கணேஷ ஜெய கணேஷ பாஹி மாம் ஸ்ரீ கணேஷ ஸ்ரீ கணேஷ ஸ்ரீ கணேஷ ரக்ஷ மாம் ஜெய கணேஷ ஜெய கணேஷ ஜெய கணேஷ பாஹி மாம் ஸ்ரீ கணேஷ ஸ்ரீ கணேஷ ஸ்ரீ கணேஷ ரக்ஷ மாம் ஜெய சரஸ்வதி ஜெய சரஸ்வதி ஜெய சரஸ்வதி பாஹி மாம் ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வதி ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வதி ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வதி ரக்ஷ மாம் ஜெய சரஸ்வதி ஜெய சரஸ்வதி ஜெய சரஸ்வதி பாஹி மாம் ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வதி ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வதி ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வதி ரக்ஷ மாம் தத்தாத்ரேயா 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 பாஹி மாம் தத்த குரு தத்த குரு தத்த குரு ரக்ஷ மாம் தத்தாத்ரேயா 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 பாஹி மாம் தத்த குரு தத்த குரு தத்த குரு ரக்ஷ மாம் சிவானந்த 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 பாஹி மாம் சிவானந்த 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 ரக்ஷ மாம்
சிவானந்த 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 பாஹி மாம்
சிவானந்த 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 பாஹி மாம் சிவானந்த 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 ரக்ஷ மாம்
சிவானந்த 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 பாஹி மாம்
வெங்கடேஷ 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 பாஹி மாம் வெங்கடேஷ 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 ரக்ஷ மாம் வெங்கடேஷ 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 பாஹி மாம் வெங்கடேஷ 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 ரக்ஷ மாம் ஓம் ஜீசஸ் ஓம் ஜீசஸ் ஓம் ஜீசஸ் ஓம் ஓம் புத்த ஓம் புத்த ஓம் புத்த ஓம் ஓம் ஜீசஸ் ஓம் ஜீசஸ் ஓம் ஜீசஸ் ஓம் ஓம் புத்த ஓம் புத்த ஓம் புத்த ஓம்
ஓம் ஜீசஸ் ஓம் ஜீசஸ் ஓம் ஜீசஸ் ஓம் புத்த ஓம் புத்த ஓம் புத்த ஓம்
ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே
ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே
ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே
ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண
ஹரே 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 ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே
ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே
ஓம் குரு பிரம்மா குரு விஷ்ணு குரு தேவோ மகேஸ்வர குரு சாட்சாத் பரபிரம்மா தத்சாட்சிகே ஞானமுலம் குரு மூர்த்தி குரு ஞானமுலம் குரு பரம் ஓம் சகனாபவதி. तेजं प्रभावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषाय ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। लास्ट फ्राइडे वी वर लुकिंग इनटू वन ऑफ the so-called dialogues in the Upanishads, and it is one that occurs in the Katha Upanishad. Tradition has it that it was a dialogue between a young boy called Nachiketas and the god of death. But it is also possible to look at it from a slightly different point of view, the one we took last week, that it is an internal dialogue. Death is built into us. Where should we go somewhere to meet death? We are dying all the time. And there is also a biological event called death, and it is possible to meet that biological fact or factor here and now, if only we dared. We are dying unconsciously. It is possible to die consciously. It is possible to dissociate this consciousness from the body-mind complex, which alone happens at that biological moment called death. This boy faced that factor in himself, and then there takes place an internal dialogue, an inward confrontation. A confrontation between the forces of light and the forces of darkness. The forces that choose to tread the path towards enlightenment, towards the center, and the forces that lead away from the center towards objects of pleasure. This is the eternal conflict. This is the eternal tussle, tug of war. And the boy courageously chooses the path to enlightenment, the path towards the center. At that point, the scripture says that the master was highly pleased, the master within or the master without, doesn't make any difference at all, was highly pleased and he even says, I wish there were more students like you. After declaring that many hear this but don't understand. And there are very few students like you. I wish I had more students like you. So now this young boy or his spirit of understanding stands facing this factor called death, wishing to know what happens after that. Do I survive? Do I still exist? Or what exists? If anything exists at all. ದಿ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಯಮ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಔಟರ್ ಯಮ ದೆನ್ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಸ್ ಸರ್ಟನ್ ಕನ್ಕಾಮಿಟನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಡು ಯು ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ ಟು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಎ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ Who is the master? Whether it is an internal master or an external master, who is the master? Whom shall I follow? Whom shall I ask if I have a serious question concerning reality? Whom shall I ask? If there is a question concerning cooking, you can ask anybody, you don't even have to ask. You can experiment with yourself, because all these are within the realm of the passing. These are not questions concerning the reality, which is beyond the mind, which is beyond intellectual understanding. Whom shall I ask? One who is endowed with vidya or enlightenment, not the others. Avidyaya mandare vartamanah swayam dhira panditam manyamanah dandram yamana paryanti muda andheneva niyamana yata andah. You can ask a question, but mind whom you ask. There are many. Avidyaya mantare vartamana. Who are themselves sunk in ignorance. But who might profess or pretend to be dhiras, to be courageous ones, to be heroes, spiritual heroes. And who may perform heroically. And what happens if you follow them? Ande naiva niyamana ita anda. This is a peculiar expression which seems to occur in all languages, in all cultures, which makes me feel that even more than God and the truth and reality, the stupidity was more universal. The blind leading the blind, andhe naiva niyamana ita andha, is an exact translation of the blind leading the blind. And this occurs in all languages, in all cultures. Which suggests, therefore, that such stupidity existed everywhere in the world. Because when you are curious or when you are desperate, you want to ask. And you might ask the taxi driver. He is the nearest person available. And at that psychological moment in your life, it is possible that he might say something which might dig into your consciousness and you are ruined. It's finished. Andhe naiva niyamana ita anda. Of course, it is true, if you are sincere, if you are serious, if you are earnest, you will discover sooner or later that you are being led away from the center, that you are being misled, that you are going in the wrong direction, that you are being taken for a ride. And then it is possible to change course. But it is still waste of time. And there is the potential risk of other things happening. Like once you are trapped in falsehood and you are also sucked into it and made part of it, it is very difficult to get out of it. And then eva niyamana ithanda. All right. says the student, I won't follow anybody. Is that what you are saying? Because there is all the ever-present risk of the blind leading the blind, so I won't follow anybody. I won't ask anybody. I'll figure it all out myself by logic, by reason. And the master says, Naisha tarkena matirapaneya. This truth cannot be arrived at by logic, by reasoning, by internal dialogue. Because what happens externally when you follow a fool happens internally when you indulge in an internal dialogue. Who is the leader? Yourself, your own stupid mind. Who is the follower? Your own stupid mind. And then evanimanayatanda, the blind leading the blind. Is there another factor in you to which you can appeal? And if there is, do you know how to find him? That again is as difficult as finding the right master to ask the right question at the right time in the right spirit. And moreover, none of these jokes with which we toy in this world in order to attain enlightenment can really be fruitful, can lead to enlightenment. Please, must be very careful while listening to this. This is not a condemnation of following any teacher, any master whatsoever. This is not a condemnation of internal dialogue or logic, reasoning. All these have their own place in life. I may want to learn some yoga asanas. Now to do them perfectly well, I go to David. I don't ask him, are you enlightened? Have you seen God? My job is to learn yoga asanas and I go to him. I might want to do some puja, tantric puja. I go to Andre. Please teach me, sir, how to do this puja. That's all right. There's no problem. In the same way, I want to work out a mathematical or psychological or philosophical proposition, metaphysical proposition, and I work with my logic and reason and I discover something marvelous. But these things are useless when it comes to enlightenment. When it comes to the fundamental question concerning life, concerning death, concerning what happens. To find an answer to this, one has to find the right master, internally or externally, and approach him in the right spirit. None of the other things are also venues. Kathopanishad lumps them all in a very beautiful and simple expression. Na hyadruvaihi prapyate dhruvam hi tat. That which you are looking for is eternal, immortal, and it cannot be reached, it cannot be attained by means which are non-eternal. That knocks everything down. That knocks everything down. Thought. Thought is ephemeral, transient. Don't use thought in order to find the eternal. The intellect is useless. It's not eternal. Don't use it in finding the eternal. All these have their own place and their own role to play in our lives. Keep them there. Don't let them usurp the place of the eternal. That which is eternal cannot be attained by means which are non-eternal. We hold satsang, we have studied the scriptures. The scriptures had a beginning, they exist, they will come to an end. And these cannot reveal the eternal. We do puja, very good, but that again involves the use of materials which are transient, including your body, which is also transient, your mind, which is also transient. These things cannot lead you to that which is eternal, permanent. Nahyadvaihi prapyate hi dhruvam tat. What do? How do I find it? This is what the student asks. There is one beautiful verse called a mantra in the Upanishad, which I am going to repeat to you now, just in case you have some other translation of the Kathopanishad. Unfortunately, this mantra is treated as a question asked by the student. As I mentioned last time, it's not very clearly stated in the text who says what. And so it is quite all right for us to assume that the whole thing was said by the master, Yama. If you take the following mantra as the utterance of the master, it has a tremendous value. I have never come across any translation which treats it this way. So, you don't want to drop it. If you want to follow the traditional translation, go ahead. Anyatra dharmat, anyatra dharmat, anyatra asmat krita kritat, anyatra bhutascha bhavyascha, yet tat pashyasi tat vada. This is the mantra. The translation is very simple and beautiful. Please tell me, this is what made most commentators and translators assume that it was the student that says so. I don't know, why should it be? Please tell me, this is the translation, please tell me what you see which is beyond dharma and adharma, we won't translate it now, which is other than dharma and adharma. Other than something we have done, something we have not done. Other than what happened or what existed and what will exist. Tell me what you see other than this. The translation commentators have taken this to mean that the student asks the master. No such need. Why should the master ask the student? He has said so far these simple things that you must ask the right master, approach the right master and ask him, that you cannot get this from your own intelligence, your own intellect, through your own reasoning faculty, that you cannot get this enlightenment by any means which are non-eternal. And now the master asks, hey, come on, I'll ask you a question. What do you see? Remember all that I've said so far? Now, what do you see other than this? That is the truth. Anyatra dharma, anyatra dharma. Dharma here may mean religion or so-called righteousness, virtuousness, or the nature of an object. All these are translations of the word dharma. The essential characteristic of an object and its opposite, irreligion, unrighteousness, viciousness, and characterlessness, characteristiclessness. Neither this nor that. And coming to your own life, you have certain ideas. I have done this. I have not done that. Good or evil. Anyatra asmat krita krita. Anyatra bhutasya bhavati. You remember something which is past, you think of a future that is coming. Negate all this. Get rid of all this. Oh my God. And all this is got rid of. What is thought going to do? Precisely the question. When all this is got rid of, what is that? What is thought going to do? Thought doesn't seem to have a support. Because all these are supports of thought. All these are products of thought. All these are supports of thought. Thought always creates a thing called religion, a thing called righteousness, a thing called the characteristics of a particular object. And thought can think of the antithesis too. Thought continues to chew the cud by saying, I have done this, I have not done this. Thought thinks of the past, remembers the past or part of it, even in a distorted manner, and projects itself into the future as hope and fear. All these are functions of thought. Now, suspend all this. Get rid of all this. Knowing that these are ephemeral, bound in time, and therefore non-eternal. Through the non-eternal, you cannot reach the eternal. Drop them. When you have dropped all this, says the master, tell me what you see. Obviously, the student couldn't say anything. Sarve veda yat padama mananti. That is what all the scriptures proclaim. Their words themselves are inadequate, and the scriptures are usually clothed in some sort of allegoric language, esoteric language. And that is what seekers seek. Tatte padam sangrahena pravakshye om ityetat. I'll tell you, in brief, om. That's it. Once you merge your mind, your intellect and your entire consciousness in this om, Arthebhya Paramanaha. What is it that gives the object its meaning? The mind. So the mind is superior to that. And the rest of it is the same, more or less. Superior to all these is the Supreme Purusha, the indwelling presence. The indwelling omnipresence. Because of that indwelling omnipresence, even the mind is able to function. And the mind evaluates these objects as something precious, something not so good, something beautiful, something ugly, something pleasant, something unpleasant. And the senses get trapped. If the whole process can be reversed, and if one realizes, really and truly, that I am not really a slave of the patterns that have been established, I need not be a slave. I can change it. First, there should be this recognition. We don't recognize this. Every morning we get up and then the first thing you think of is a cup of coffee or tea. It's become a pattern. And after a few repetitions of this routine, you firmly begin to believe that it's impossible to do without. The master says, wait, don't be in a hurry. Wait, hold on. Try to look within yourself and become aware of the dynamics of habit, of the dynamics of life, of the dynamics of thought, of the dynamics of this pattern formation. How did this pattern come in the first place? I did something once, I did it again, and I did it again, and I did it again, and I can't think of not doing it. That's all. Thank you very much. Stop. On your tracks, do something else. Again, 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 and you've done it. Where did that power come from? From within you. That power is there, hidden all the time. That power is there, hidden all the time, within you. You are caught in this pattern and you don't want to think. It's not that you can't think about it. You don't want to think about ways and means of changing it. You can. If you want to change, you can change. And if you can find this cause and effect chain, you can go right back to the original cause and break it there. Yesha sarveshu bhuteshu gudotmana prakashate. This atma, this self, this consciousness is there in all. But it doesn't seem to shine, it doesn't seem to shine. Why not? दृश्यते त्वग्र्या बुद्ध्या सूक्ष्मया सूक्ष्मदर्शिभिः कैन बी सीन नॉट विद दिस फिजिकल आइज दैट विच इज इनसाइड विदिन द स्किन विदिन द बॉडी विदिन द माइंड विदिन द इंटेलेक्ट विदिन द इनरमोस्ट कॉन्शियसनेस कैन नॉट ऑब्वियसली सीन बाय द फिजिकल आइज बट इट कैन बी एक्सपीरियंस्ड इफ यू हैव सूक्ष्म बुद्धि एक्सट्रीमली सटल इंटेलिजेंस सटल इंटेलिजेंस विच इज नॉट लोडेड विद ग्रॉसनेस ऑफ ईविल ऑफ विकेडनेस एंड हेंस देर इज अनदर ब्यूटिफुल वर्ड्स नाविरतो दुश्चरिता ना शांतो ना समाहितः This self cannot be attained by one who has not ceased from duscharita. Duscharita is usually translated into wicked deeds, evil behavior, immoral behavior. Maybe, very good, no objection. But if you look at the word again, na virato duscharita, he who has not turned away from, this is the literal translation, he who has not turned away from duscharita, wrong movement, chari to move, duscharita, wrong movement. If the mind is constantly moving external to itself, towards the objects of pleasure, regarding them as pleasure and getting trapped there, then of course it is unlikely that your intelligence will be sharp and subtle. But if you have trained the mind and the intellect to flow towards the center, constantly inquiring into the nature of the self, into the nature of who am I, what is all this? Then, by constant movement towards the center, this inner intelligence gets sharpened and made more and more subtle. Uttishtata jagrata prapyavaranni bodhata churasidhara nishita durattya durgam patastat kavayo vadanti. Towards the end of this section of the teaching, he says, get up, get up, jagrata, be vigilant, prapyavaran nibodhata, and resort to the feet of the enlightened and reach enlightenment. It is this verse or mantra again that makes me believe that the whole thing is an internal dialogue. If that Yama was standing in front of Nachiketas, what is he saying this for? Uttishtata jagrata prapyavaran nibodhata, arise, awake and go to the Holy Ones and learn. Here is the Holy One who is learning. Here is the Master who is learning. But if you adopt the view I have taken, that this is an internal dialogue, then from within, this intelligence tells this Nachiketas, aha, careful. You are sitting here, going through all this inner experience, get up, wake up. That is, when you return to your normal life, you are likely to go to sleep. That's the idea. Let's say he is in samadhi for the past 3 days. That's the view we took. He has been in samadhi for the past 3 days. And now he is
After this experience, he is probably going to open his eyes and go to his father and get reconciled. And the inner master, inner voice says, wake up. Don't sleep again. Don't sleep again. Don't sleep again. Jagrata, be very vigilant. And even though you have had a glimpse of the truth, during this inner experience, go to a great, an enlightened person and have this enlightenment confirmed. Have this experience confirmed. Prapya varan nibodhata. Here is an awakening. You have had an awakening. Good. Go to a great master, an enlightened one, and reach enlightenment. Churas siddhara nishidad virattiya durgam padastat kavayo vadanti. Because this is like the razor's edge. This path is like the razor's edge. This path to the realization of the inner self is like the razor's edge. Because given the least chance, the mind, the intellect will spring up and conceptualize the whole thing and destroy the whole thing. If you want to avoid that, you have to walk very carefully. In the light provided by an enlightened master, because he knows when you are treading this subtle middle path and when you are slipping to one side or the other. That is the dialogue between Yama and Nachiketa, which is given in the first part of the Kathopanishad. There are two more parts that are of great importance to us. We'll discuss some other Upanishads next Friday.
Om Triambakam Yajamahe Srimatim Vishnuvardhanam Gurvarupamivavandanam Mrityor Mukshiyamantam.